This is NPR's Weekend Edition. I'm Scott Simon. Next Wednesday, South Africa will hold its second elections after apartheid. President Nelson Mandela is stepping down. Deputy President Thabo Mbeki is favored to win the race to succeed him. During this campaign, the ruling African National Congress has been heralding its achievements of the past 5 years, but one area in which the government has fallen clearly short is housing. It has not come close to fulfilling Mr. Mandela's promise to provide 1 million new homes by the end of his term. The shortage is most acute in urban areas, especially in the black townships near Cape Town. To the government's embarrassment, people are simply seizing land and building their own shacks. Authorities are now trying to slow the growth of these illegal squatter settlements. Louis Friedberg visited one such settlement in Cape Town. He has this report.
It's a warm morning in Khayelitsha Township just outside of Cape Town, and the local municipality's land invasion unit is preparing to go out on its daily patrol.
Forward march! Right wheel!
The patrol's leader is Isaac Williams, who with his 20-man unit heads into the settlement. Some are carrying guns, batons, and plastic shields. Williams says some 10,000 squatters live here in about 2,000 shacks. His patrol is trying to prevent new shacks from being built.
I see there's 5 new sets that's coming up. We are coming back later to break it down.
When did they start building these shacks?
When we was patrolling, it was not there. So it means they built it late last night. Now we are going to come back to break it down.
On this day, Williams and his men tear down 4 shacks. Squatters like 49-year-old Margaret Soketia are angry about the demolitions. Soketia, who has lived here with her 13-year-old son for the last year and a half, says that life is hard enough already without running water, electricity, or sanitation.
It's a disappointment because there's no money, there's no food, there's nothing now. If they did that to our shacks, it's so difficult to us to build it again because there's no material.
Government officials say they're uncomfortable destroying homeless people's shacks. But Jeffrey Budlander, the Director General of the Department of Land Affairs, says it's a question of orderly development.
No government wants people to just go and occupy land. It makes planning very difficult. It makes the provision of services very difficult. And at the end of the day, if this becomes a mainstream means by which people believe that they can obtain housing, land for housing, well, then you're going to have it all over the country, and it's going to be absolutely impossible to manage urbanization and to provide decent services for people.
At the same time, the government wants to avoid the arbitrary evictions and the violent confrontations that were commonplace during the apartheid era. Parliament recently passed a law that outlaws land invasions, but also says that once someone is actually living in a shack, local officials must get a court order before they can evict him. The government almost never goes that route because getting an eviction can be time-consuming and expensive. That results in a cat-and-mouse game in which squatters try to hurriedly build a shack and move into it before the authorities can tear it down. Kobus Pienaar is a Cape Town attorney who represents the squatters here. He says the government should set aside more land that people can legally occupy to build their own housing.
People are streaming into urban centres, and instead of admitting the incapacity to provide adequate housing, the state is taking a position of saying no land invasions, but not making land available. So a pressure cooker situation has developed where people have no choice but to invade land.
Municipal officials say they're trying to find more land for squatters, but in the meantime, people should be patient and put their names on an official waiting list for new homes. However, there are nearly 100,000 people already on the waiting list in the Cape Town area, and fewer than 10,000 homes are being built each year. On a recent Sunday morning, about a dozen women emerged from their shacks dressed in spotless white dresses on their way to church. God answer our prayers, they sing. In a few days, they will go to the polls to elect a successor to Nelson Mandela. But the new government is unlikely to have any greater success in undoing one of the more profound legacies of apartheid. Barring a miracle, the squatters here and tens of thousands like them across the country will almost certainly remain in the shadow of the law in their barely livable shacks for some time to come. For NPR News, I'm Louis Friedberg in Cape Town.